love, the love, the more the closeness with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that those that will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those with the best akhlaq. وَإِنَّ أَبْغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَبَعْدَكُمْ مِنِّي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الثَّرْثَارُونَ وَالْمُتَشَدِّقُونَ وَالْمُتَفَيِّهِقُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that those that will be the most furthest from me on the day of Qiyamah will be those that are tharthaarun. Tharthaarun means those people that talk excessively, unnecessarily, no need to talk, just talking. All the time just talking. Why? To try and impress the people and show the people how great they are. They feel it's beyond their humility that they must keep quiet. So now they are always unnecessarily speaking. So this is a dangerous quality. A person that really wants to be with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah should remember this hadith. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that those that will be the most distant from me are the first category of people are those that speak excessively. The next is wal mutashaddiquna, those people that brag a lot. Keep on bragging all the time about their accomplishments, about what they achieved and what they've done. Keep on talking about all about what they've done, etc. So this is the next category of people. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said wal mutafayhiquna. So qalu, sahaba asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qad alimna al-tharthaaruna wal-mutashaddiquna. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these first two categories, the category about the person that talks excessively and the person that brags a lot, we understand and we know what this means. But famal mutafayhiquna, what is this mutafayhiqun? So from here we learn something also, is that doesn't mean that a person knows Arabic, he knows everything. Sahaba radiallahu ridwanullahi ta'ala ajma'in, they knew Arabic very well. But they also asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is the meaning of this word? This word you used, what is the meaning? So you can imagine us who don't use Arabic, how can we expect to just learn Arabic like that? And just learn and translate, and from the translation get the right meaning. When Sahaba themselves didn't know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't know the meaning of this word. What is the meaning of this mutafayhiquna? Qala al-mutakabbiruna rawahu tirmidhi. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them, this is a person that speaks in a certain way, in a certain manner, that displays arrogance. Sometimes you'll find a person who speaks in a certain accent, like American accent. He'll change his accent, he'll change his style of talking, he'll change his way of talking, just so that he can become more arrogant. Sometimes a person will find, very often you'll find how the people speak, just to display the arrogance. Either you're with us, that accent, or you're the terrorist. Or sometimes a person will use different type of language in different type of modes just to explain and show his greatness. So in all languages you have this. A person can say one thing and he can say it in a nice way, and he can say it less sometimes, like how I gave the example yesterday. A person, he wants to say something about somebody else, so he'll just say, hey, rather I not say anything about that fellow. Rather not say anything. Because even if I start saying something, then I'll say a whole mouthful. So he didn't say anything about him, but the way he put it across, he's automatically saying that he's got a lot to say. And he already ran the person down just by saying, I'd rather not say anything about him. So sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, that people say some things, or they say many things, and it's the style that they're saying it that will cause them to be distant and far away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore we have to be very, very careful about our speech. How this falls under good akhlaq, two ways. One is that first part of the hadith, those that will be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, good akhlaq. And part of good akhlaq is the way we talk. The style we talk, the way we talk, what we talk, how we talk, and whether it is necessary to talk or not necessary. Ulama explained that before a person speaks, he should think carefully that is my speech going to have any benefit. If it's going to have any benefit, then we should speak it. If we in doubt also it's going to have benefit, better not to speak it. Because we even doubt that it's going to have any benefit, we don't even speak it. Because rather we stay on the careful, rather we stay on the prudent. We don't want to say anything. Especially in this time and age where people are very sensitive. Sometimes you say something, you don't even intend to harm a person. But because he heard it and he misunderstood it, now he takes it in the wrong way. So it is better we don't even say it. Unless we're 100% sure what we're saying is good, it will benefit us and benefit the people we're talking to, then a person should mention it. Today we start a new chapter. Babul Hilmi wal Anati wal Rifqi, the chapter on forbearance, tolerance, composure and softness. What a beautiful chapter. A chapter on tolerance, forbearance, composure and softness. Various ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, wal kadhimin al ghayza wal afina anil nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about those people that He loves, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin One of the qualities about those people, wal kaadhimin al ghayza, they swallow the anger. Wal afina anil nas, they forgive people, easy going people. They keep on forgiving. Anybody does them something wrong, they don't hold it in the heart. They don't swear the person, they just make him muff. Khudil afwa wa'mur bil urfi wa'arid anil jahilin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, adopt forgiveness, instruct what is good, and ignore the ignorant ones. This is part of what akhlaq we all get. Every society, every person will have people that will like him, people that will praise him, and he'll also get people that will be his critics. So here this ayat of the Quran is saying that adopt forgiveness, command what is good, and those people that are unnecessarily criticizing, they are jahils, don't know what they're saying, then just ignore them. Don't pay attention to them, because the more you pay attention to them, the more you'll get worked up, the more stirred up you'll get, and the possibility is you'll say something wrong when you're not supposed to say anything wrong. So we'll do the first hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأشج عبد القيس إن فيك خصلتين يحبهم الله الحلم والأناة رواه مسلم. There was this person by the name of Ashaj Abd al-Qais. He came with his tribe. The whole tribe came to Madinah al-Munawwara. Now we know when a person goes to Madinah al-Munawwara, how excited he is to go to the Rose Mubarak. At that time now, can you imagine, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was alive, in living, in his physical form, present there. And these people took such an arduous journey to come and meet him. So as they were getting closer, you can imagine that enjoyment and that excitement was there. So when they had come and they reached Madinatul Munawwara, the people all just left their animals and they rushed to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of excitement. But there was one person by the name of Ashaj Abdul Qais who came with the group. He was the leader of the group. What he did was he stayed back with the animals. He looked after the animals. He went after, he made sure that all the animals were secure. He went and he had taken a bath. He wore new clothes. And then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what he did. He made sure all the animals were secure, everything was okay. He took a bath, put new clothes and came nicely now and presented himself to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he presented himself to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him this, that inna fika khaslatain, verily you have two qualities in you. Yuhibbuhumullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes these two qualities that you've got in you. The first is al-hilmu, the first is that you've got forbearance, you talk tolerant. And you didn't just rush and just come like that to meet me. You were tolerant, you were patient, you made sure everything was taken care of. And the next was anat, you got composure in you. These two qualities can take a person a very far way. Yesterday, our Ustad as Mufti Sahib was explaining that about 2 weeks back, there was an incident in China. In China, there was a bus that was going across a bridge, that was going over a river, and one passenger happened to doze off. And when this passenger dozed off, then he missed that station where the bus would have stopped and he could have jumped out. So he missed his station because he dozed off. So naturally the bus driver passed that station. When he passed the station, this person woke up and realized that I've already passed my station. So this person goes up to the bus driver and tells the bus driver that stop here so I can jump out at this point. But now there wasn't a stopping point. It was on the bridge there. But the bus driver refused to stop. So this person lacked composure, lacked his tolerance. So in that fit of anger, he hit the driver. When he hit the driver, now the driver naturally responded. So just a few seconds of the lack of composure, lack of tolerance for a few seconds, so the bus driver also reacted and hit this person back. And when he did that, he lost control of the bus. And that whole bus went into the river. All the passengers that were in the bus died, including the driver. So just few minutes or few seconds of the lack of composure, this is the harm it can have as far as the dunya is concerned. And as far as akhirat is concerned, where a person lacks that composure, he lacks that tolerance, they also it can affect him. He can say the wrong thing. He can just issue that talaq. Or he can just say that statement of kufr. Why? He didn't have this composure and he didn't have that tolerance. So therefore this composure and this tolerance takes a person very, very far. It helps a person to think. And even in, as far as the worldly affairs are concerned, you'll find that people will say, in an emergency situation, the last thing you must do is panic. Don't panic in an emergency situation. Why? It allows you to think correctly. Whatever the outcome is going to be, is going to be the outcome. But allow yourself to think correctly. This is coming from the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching us that we shouldn't panic. We should be tolerant, we should be patient, think what is the best course of action, and then take that course of action. Here we find that this person was a little bit patient, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him such a beautiful praise, that you got two qualities in you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these qualities, that you are forbearant and you've got composure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, lashad wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillah.